Sacred Heart of Jesus, I put my trust in thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Sacred Heart of Jesus loves us so, but he suffers. Our Lord asks us to love him in return. He asks for an exchange of hearts, which is really an exchange of hospitality, isn't it? That is to say, he comes under our roof now, so that one day we may come under his roof for all eternity. The name of St. Margaret Mary is associated with our modern devotion to the Sacred Heart with its two distinguishing characteristics, that is to say, confidence, and at the same time, as we are contemplating this Lent, reparation. The first Friday Communion of Reparation is a good example of that, as well as the home enthronement of the Sacred Heart. But in particular, reparation certainly stands out. And yet, we of all people should remember during this Lent dedicated to reparation that we have in our holy and powerful patroness, St. Gertrude the Great, a wonderful example when it comes to reparation. How careful she was to offer to our Lord something, everything that she had, to make up for all that our Lord had to suffer from the ungrateful children of men. So, for example, she's always asking how, and our Lord's always explaining to her. At night, he would say, in the bitterness of thy soul, think of the wickedness of men. It's easy for us to do that sometimes because you can't escape it today. People really are wicked. It's not enough for them, our Lord says, to refuse me the worship they owe for all my benefits, but they provoke my anger by all kinds of sin. In order to expiate their sins, offer me all the pains and the torments that I, so innocent, endured in my passion and death. That's the other half of it. We usually miss that, don't we? That is to say, we lament the wickedness loudly, but do we make the offering in exchange, the atonement? Oh, may our Lent at least teach us this, and there'll never be another, did you hear what, without at the same time, some prayer of reparatory offering. Our Lord insists on this. He says to St. Gertrude, in your turn, console me, because I have so often consoled thee. We're not saints, but certainly our Lord has very often consoled us in our woes and in our problems. When our Lord said that to St. Gertrude, you know how people do sometimes? You're meeting somebody, you run into somebody, and you can tell, you think, oh no, a hug is coming. Someone's going to give you a hug. And it might be welcome. You might think, oh, we could do without that. St. Gertrude was all the time being embraced by our Lord. And her overwhelming sentiment was she wasn't worthy. But then our Lord would, she couldn't resist. Our Lord would draw her to himself. What a wonderful reward for a life of reparation. But if our Lord draws us to himself, as he did for St. Gertrude, it is most of all so that we may share with him the bitterness of the chalice of his passion. Our Lord said about Gertrude to St. Mechtild, he said, I take such pleasure in her soul that sometimes when I'm offended by other people, I can rest happily in her. That's the greatness of our saint, Gertrude the Great, not so called for nothing. And so then our Lord explains how he works. He says, so then I afflict Gertrude with some pain, either of body or of mind, which in union with my passion She accepts with so much patience and humility that I am appeased by her love, and I forgive numberless sinners. And so it is when anybody turns to our Lord with that desire to offer him reparation as far as he possibly can for all that he suffers in his heart, if there's any fervor that our Lord can see in our own heart, our Lord says his anger is disarmed. And in the case of St. Gertrude, it was such that she alone, for her sake, our Lord would have spared the whole world despite all of its sins. Certainly you and I could get a little postage stamp of territory, a soul or two, some sinner, even a big one, spared, if our Lord can find what he wants in our own soul, to love him, to turn to him with all of our strength. And the thing of it is that the times when you feel least devout, those may very well be the richest opportunities of grace in your day, in your week. You know how it is sometimes some little thing happens. It's nothing. It's not even worthy of being mentioned. And yet it's enough to rob you of your peace of soul and your happiness. And sometimes it leaves you so antsy, you feel like you can't even pray. You're so distracted or maybe saddened by it. And you're embarrassed at the same time. That happened to St. Gertrude once on the Saturday before Quinquagesima Sunday. All of her recollections are all liturgical according to the calendar of the church and the divine office. And so, as you would, she turned to our Lord in a humble prayer, "Lord, please deliver me of this. Let me go back to the way I was before, to my devotion so I can serve you." And he told her, "No, because if you were in happiness," he said, "and prosperity, I would be deprived of the rich treasury of your heart sacrifice, your goodwill to do good to all who stand in need, regardless of how you feel is so pleasing," our Lord told her. During the life of St. Gertrude, people were pretty sinful, as they are today, but the sinning was kind of concentrated during what's called the carnival, the 3 days before Ash Wednesday. We would be hard put to say when the sinning of our world is concentrated, because it's pretty much divided evenly, isn't it? Over the days and the weeks and the weekends and the holidays and all of the rest. But because there were 3 days, our Lord deigned to show St. Gertrude 3 ways to make reparation for these 3 intense days that people set aside for sinning. So he said, take any prayer, take a simple prayer, the Our Father, or the we sing after benediction sometimes, the Laudate Dominum, and recite it 3 times, making this offering. The first offering, they should offer all, our Lord said, all that my heart suffered while on earth for the salvation of man, in praising God, thanking him, and praying before him, offering him my desires and my love to make up for the evil feelings with which the heart of man is weighed down. Second, this is an interesting thought. They should offer to God my Father all of the pure and holy acts of my mouth, our Lord said. Because think of it, the mouth is used so much in offending him, both in our Lord's temperance that he observed concerning food and drink, and also his temperance in speech, in words, and also how he used his mouth in preaching, in constant prayer, in which he wearied himself for the salvation of men, and to make up, this offering would then, for all of the sins committed by gluttony, by drunkenness, or by evil in unnecessary words, to offer to the Father how our Lord used his mouth. That's a thought you might want to keep in mind. We can always be offering all day long reparation. And sometimes we need to be all day long just in reparation for our own faults. Thirdly, offer to God, my Father, our Lord says, all the actions of my holy body, all the movements of my members during my whole life, especially in the bitterness of my passion and death, which I endured for the redemption of man. All this must be offered in reparation for the sins which people in the world commit recklessly at this time by their actions, thus endangering their eternal salvation. Dear faithful, to offer reparation, to make reparation the keynote of your spiritual life, is not a spiritual luxury, an extra, a thought maybe for First Friday. It is absolutely necessary if you and I are going to be cooperating with our Lord in saving this poor world of ours. In our own midst, there are enough souls to bewail and be scandalized by all of the wickedness. But whoever takes even a little bit of the goodness of our good Jesus and offers it to the Father in reparation. If we could have a little bit of Gertrude's spirit, just think, our Lord would be willing to spare the whole world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now we have the hymn in preparation for the sorrowful Mother Novena. The usher takes up the